The tech behind the search for a COVID-19 vaccine. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week on Marketplace Tech, we're reporting on the innovations that will help us transition to a post-pandemic future. A lot of hopes are pinned on a vaccine for COVID-19. And there are, in fact, a lot of efforts on that front. Some combine the old ways of making vaccines with new techniques.
Suppose instead of manufacturing all these viruses or protein fragments or dead viruses and using that as a vaccine, suppose we skip that step.
Safi Bakal is a biotech investor and author. He's describing a technique for vaccine development that was invented about a decade ago.
And just take the code for making that fragment and give it to the body's cells. So instead of having a giant lab and a warehouse cranking out these proteins that we then put into lots of vials and deliver billions of doses around the world, your own cells will be the manufacturing plant.
While this technique is super promising, it hasn't yet led to a successful vaccine for any disease, mainly because there's a huge shortage of funding.
The problem is there hasn't been enough incentive to work in infectious disease. SARS-CoV-1, which came out 18 years ago, the first sort of version of the SARS virus, is 80% genetically identical to the current SARS-CoV virus. We had started some promising work and promising drugs and promising vaccines against that first SARS virus, some of which may have been enormously helpful.
These days, there is plenty of incentive to both cure and treat COVID-19. Bakal says even by the time we get a vaccine, we might have much better success at preventing deaths from the virus, like HIV. There's no vaccine, but drug development has turned the virus from a fatal condition to a chronic one.
Every month, we get more data on what drug works. And it's not just the exciting stuff of, hey, a scientist in the lab came up with this awesome new molecule that nobody ever saw before, and it eradicates the virus on first contact. That's not how it works. Sometimes it's like, well, a pretty boring old drug that none of us thought mattered very much actually works, or the right combination. By itself, it's okay, but if you combine A and B, it's really amazing. Those are kind of they don't make sexy headlines, but they're really important.
So despite all the very bad headlines, Bakal said he's feeling positive.
Is just the number of shots on goal that we have. And for most diseases, you know, maybe you develop 5 drugs or 10 drugs in clinical trials. Today, we have over 300 treatments in development for COVID. Those of us working in the industry, we've never seen anything like this.
Safi Bakal is a biotech investor and author of the book Loon Shots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries. And now for some related links. Like Bakal said, while the vaccine development and innovation is astonishing, the treatment question is also fascinating. Over at MarketplaceTech.org, you'll find more reading about various treatments and studies. In fact, the doctor who invented the drug cocktail that turned the tide in the fight against AIDS is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University Irving Medical Center. And they published the results of studies just last week in the journal Nature, in which they used a cocktail of antibodies to treat COVID-19 extremely effectively. They said the antibodies could even be used to prevent infection, especially in the elderly. Dr. David Ho, who's leading the team, said the cocktails are ready to be developed into treatments. Marketplace is doing a new 3-part series in the coming weeks. It's called The Economy, What Now? And Marketplace Tech is producing an hour-long special called The Pivot Point on how tech is driving our post-pandemic future in health, the workplace, and education. You can listen on select local public media stations. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.